Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And right now on the E, or I guess the NFL season has started already, but we're getting ready for NFL football on Sunday. Right now we're being joined by someone who's a dear friend. He's a Special Olympics champion ambassador. He is also a Vegas Raiders wide receiver. We've had him here on the show. It's my main man, Mac Hollins. Mac, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great, JR. I really appreciate you having me.
No doubt about it. It's good to have you back on the show. We're going to talk about some of the amazing things that you do with and for Special Olympics, including there's a cool gaming event that's going to take place tomorrow and next weekend. We'll get into that. Obviously, everybody, this is the first Football Friday for the start of the season. We saw the game last night. The Rams and the Bills got us all set. How are you feeling here on a Friday night, man?
I'm feeling good. You know, this is what we do it for. You know, we go through the last, who knows how long, it feels like it was 2 months worth of training camp for this weekend. You know, obviously the Bills and Rams got to get theirs out of the way. They got to get that itch scratched a little bit, but ours is coming in 2 days, and that's going to be super exciting. We put in a lot of work, and all the guys are ready to go against somebody in a different color jersey.
No doubt about that. The Raiders, your new team, is going to take on the Chargers. We'll have a chance and opportunity to see that. How does it feel putting on that black and that silver, man? Are you waiting for that?
Oh yeah. My very first interview, I said black and silver. It's silver and black. The order matters. It's
does
silver
it?
And black.
Okay.
Got yep. It. Don't worry. I was at fault for that one too. But it's super exciting. You know, obviously preseason is one thing. You put it on and, you know, I guess, I don't know, because it's year six. It doesn't have that same feel as when it's a real deal game. So it's going to be really exciting to put it on for the first time on Sunday and go to war with my brothers.
Man, you talk about your brother. Mac Hollins is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Re-Show. Your offense is stacked. Your wide receiver room is stacked. The guys with the hands are stacked. Renfro, we see Devontae there. You got Darren Waller on the squad as well. And then I'm going to get to you guys kind of squeezing into that Uber at that time. Talk about all the receivers and hands and the offense that you guys have right now.
Yeah, I think what's great about our room and, you know, receiver room as well, is just the whole offense and really the team in general, is our ability to push each other. We have a lot of guys that have accolades and guys who have a history of success in this league, but we don't have anybody who's comfortable with where they are or feels like they're just supposed to be handed anything. And that's, you know, I've been in the league a few years and I've seen that on other teams or heard of it from other former teammates when they're on other teams. And it's just not a recipe for success. So, you know, nothing is handed to you in this league. Nothing's given to you. Nothing is easy in this league. So to, you know, to be in a room and on a team of a bunch of guys that work hard and push each other, it's really exciting. It gives you something to, you know, wake up and get out of bed and go to work for.
Special Olympics champion ambassador Mac Hollins is here with us, CBS Sports Radio. What happened in that Uber, man? Hunter Renfro made y'all squeeze up in a Toyota Camry. You guys, what are you? You're 6'4" by yourself, man.
Listen, I'll say this to the day I die. I got no problem with Hunter getting that Uber. When you order an Uber, it says it can fit four people, and we have four people. I don't know if it's because we're both walk-ons or what it is, but I'm not ordering an XL if we don't have 6-7 people. But it did happen to be probably the smallest car in all of Canton, Ohio. And we just hopped in, and that, you know, those are good memories.
Okay, well, I mean, come on. Y'all about a foot bigger than me. Y'all are not four people size. So next time, get a bigger car.
Yeah, maybe we'll pool our money and see if we can get some change together and upgrade.
No doubt about it. Listen, man, the guy who's going to be throwing you the football, Derek Carr, we've seen him kind of just be all business. How's it feel being on the receiving end of his passes right now?
It's great. And he's a, you know, as much as he's a great player on the field, off the field, he's a great guy. And that matters a lot to a team, and, you know, his ability to interact with any person and any player and the, how genuine he is to everybody. It's really, it's nice to see, you know, it gives you a little like puts a smile on your face, and you want to talk to Derek. You want to hang out with Derek because he's a great dude, and his kids are great, family's great, and he just brings a great energy. And you know, when you can just feel when people have good energy, it's not a what they say or what, you know, the way they treat you. It's just they can walk in a room and you're not even looking at them, and you can just feel the room's kind of change.
Matt Collins is here with us, Vegas, Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver. You talk about Derek. I remember the minute he got drafted, I was one of the first people that interviewed him the second he got drafted on Google. We did that first. So it's nice to see his progression. And I wish you and the Raiders nothing but success, man. But you talk about him being a good guy, Matt. You're a good guy. Special Olympics champion ambassador. I've done plenty of work with Special Olympics over the years with my media for the movement tour. And we're going to talk about gaming for inclusion, but why is Special Olympics an organization that you work so closely with?
Multiple reasons, but I think it started, I've always had a connection to it. I had a neighbor with intellectual disabilities growing up. I had a roommate in college who basically his brother had intellectual disabilities, was a Special Olympics athlete. And then throughout my career in the NFL, my relationship to the point where now I'm a champion ambassador has grown with Special Olympics. And I've just fallen more and more in love with it. It's just the athletes, the people involved with it. It's just something that makes me happy. At the end of the day, maybe it's a selfish reason that I do it. It makes me happy to be there and to hang out with the athletes and watch them compete and to see how close that bridge that people say there is between us really is. It's not as far apart as it may seem.
We're all people, man. That's just what it boils down to. Absolutely. We're all human beings. We're all people. But I talk for a living. I can't run and catch footballs and be an athlete like you. And you're very well read. You're more than an athlete. You're a human being. You've started book clubs. You're doing work with Special Olympics, what we're talking about here. You're also a gamer, man. And Special Olympics has something amazing that's going to take place tomorrow and then next Saturday as well. Talk to us about gaming for inclusion.
Yeah, this is a big initiative that Special Olympics has really got behind and created and got behind. It's going into their second year. And really, I'd say it's something that kind of was one of the few good things that came out of COVID and being on lockdown, is this opportunity to continue to close that gap between people with intellectual disabilities and without, because it gives people an opportunity to see that those with intellectual disabilities can do the exact same things that anybody else can. Like when you see some of these kids gaming and you're like, if you didn't know, if you weren't looking at them or didn't assume anything, you'd say they're a professional gamer. The way that they're able to be like, just win every match, whether it's Rocket League, whether it's Fortnite, whether it's Call of Duty, like, you'd be shocked. It's the exact same reaction that I see people when they first come to a Special Olympics event, like any type of sports event, and they're in shock. That same exact reaction is what I see with the gaming for inclusion stuff. And it's so incredible to see that. And that's another reason this brings me back, to just see somebody's life change and their whole perspective on those with intellectual disabilities change right there.
Mac, I'm smart enough to not even try to play against anybody, man. I will stand there and watch. I know if I tried to play, I'd get my behind handed to me. I will just sit down and watch.
That's me majority of the time. I'm just, what I do is I watch and I see who's the best, and then I just try to just smooth talk my way onto their squad. It's
okay.
It doesn't always work, but when it does, it's great.
A little bit of a front runner. There's nothing wrong with that. Matt Collins, Raiders wide receiver, is joining us. And so Gaming for Inclusion is going to take place tomorrow. It's going to stream on Microsoft's Twitch platform. And next week, it will actually be the celebrity showcase. So people who compete tomorrow, we boil down to the best of the best, and they'll take on former running back Jamaal Charles. We got some WWE superstars. We have some other people. This is a big deal, Matt.
Oh, yeah, it's a really big deal. You know, Twitch has become this huge thing, and then for the Special Olympics to be able to partner with Microsoft and do that type of stuff, and now you're seeing these WWE stars, Jamaal Charles, like that would have never happened pre-COVID, because video gaming was weird. It was the what like people that are never going to be successful do, and now all of a sudden you get locked in your house for 2 years And all those people that have been getting really successful at gaming are now coming out on the back end as the successful people that are getting sponsorships, that are getting paid, are making a living off video games. And what's great is that that opportunity is now opening up for those with intellectual disabilities. And it's like, they're having the same opportunities. And now it's this huge event and everybody has the opportunity to watch it, which will be super, super fun, especially because it's on a Saturday. That means I can watch and I can enjoy it before we go out on the field and do our thing.
I appreciate that, man. I encourage everyone to go to specialolympics.org/gaming for inclusion. We have the tournament that'll take place tomorrow and then the celebrity showcase the following week. Man, I know you got a game to get ready for. I'm going to ask you this on the way out. I don't expect a fancy answer, man. What are these Las Vegas Raiders going to do this season, man?
The goal is to score more points than the opponent every week. So if you score more points, you'll win the game. That's the goal.
I appreciate that. Where can people keep up with you? All the amazing work that you do in and for the community and also Special Olympics, man. Mac, thank you.
It'll all be on all my platforms are at Mac Hollins. So just my name, at Mac Hollins. Fridays are my Fast Fact Friday days where I do videos on informational videos. I got my MacBook Mondays. Always trying to educate and make it fun. And then a little splash of football in there too.
I appreciate that. What's the last book? What do I need to read? Tell us, Mac.
I'm reading a book called The Color of Money right now, which is pretty good. I read a book that's a good laugh, but it's has some serious part. Lamb.
Okay.
Book called Lamb.
I eat lamb. I don't know about the book Lamb, but I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, it's about Jesus's best friend.
Jesus's best. Okay, I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, it's a fun read. It's a fun read.
Okay, Mac, but I appreciate you, man. I'm gonna go ahead and Google that right now.
There you go.
I'm going to do it in the commercial break. I appreciate you always being an ambassador for Special Olympics. I encourage folks to go ahead and check out Gaming for Inclusion. Mac, good luck with you and the Raiders. I'm sure I'll catch up with you before the season is done. You're a busy guy, if not afterwards, okay?
Thank you so much, JR. I really appreciate it.